We move on today in our study of Zechariah to Perek Dalet, the fourth Perek of Zechariah. I mentioned that toward the end of Perek Beis, we have the beginning of the Haftorah, which is read on Shabbos Chanukah, as well as on Parshas Bahalosho, Roni v'Simchi Bas Tzion. The first several verses of this perek are the ending of that Haftorah, as we will see. Zechariah continues and says, as the Malbim puts it, I don't get it. He doesn't understand the symbolism of the stone into which the seven eyes are engraved. So the Malach, the angel, turns to him with further explanation. Vayoshov ha-Malach ha-dover bi. The angel who talked with me came back. Vayeireni, he woke me. Ke'ish asher ye'or mishinoso, as a man who was wakened from his sleep. Vayomer Eloi, and the Malach said to me, Mo'atoroe, what do you see now? The Malbim understands that the sleep which Zechariah experienced was his sense of mystery, his sense of ignorance of the meaning of the previous vision. And now, the angel is going to awaken him from this sleep and show him a vision which is, in a way, clearer. And therefore he asks him, okay, what do you see now? Vo'omar, and I said to the angel, Roisi vihine menoras zohov kulo vigulo al rosho. Behold, I see a golden menorah, a golden lampstand, with a gula, with its bowl, a globe-shaped bowl, on its head, above it. V'shivo neroseho oleho, the seven neros. Now, ner, of course, in Biblical and in Talmudic Hebrew, does not mean a candle in the sense that we use the word candle. Ner rather means the lamp into which oil is placed. So there are seven lamps, seven neros upon it. Shiva v'shiva mutzakos. And these lamps have seven pipes. La neros asher al rosho. Each lamp has its pipe, its tube. Ushnayim zeisim oleho, and there are two olive trees, echod mi min hagulo v'echod al smolo, one to the left, one to the right of the menorah. So this is the new vision, the so-called clearer vision. The Malbim explains that these Shiva Mutzakos, these seven pipes, are feeding oil into the Neros, and the oil is being derived from what he calls the Seifel, what the Pasuk calls the Gula, the globe, in which there is a store of oil. For the Malbim, these seven Neros symbolize the seven planets that were then known to man. And the zeisim, the olive trees, refer to a higher source than even these seven planets. Because the seven planets, however heavenly and celestial they may be, they still are servants of God and not God directly. And remember, for the Malbim, the code to these visions is divine providence coming from the divine Ribono Shel Olam himself and not through channels. So this new vision is supposed to clarify for the Novi the fact that the Ribono Shel Olam himself will be providential, will provide the fuel for everything that will happen ultimately for the Geula. Vo'an vo'umar, and I, says Zechariah, responded, El ha-malach ha-dover bi, to the angel who spoke to me, le'mor, and I said, Mo eile Adoni. I still don't get it. What is this all about? What is this all about? I still don't understand the details of how to decode this vision. Vayan ha-malach ha-dover bi vayomer elai. Halo yodato mo heimo eile. The Malach insists, no, Zechariah, you do know. Take a good look. You do know. You are privy to the inner meaning of the symbolism of these seven Neros. Because the Neros in the Beis HaMikdosh also symbolize the same things. So you should know from your own experience the meaning of this new vision. V'omar lo Adoni. But I persisted, and I said, I understand, as the Malbim puts it, the mystery of the menorah and the Beis HaMikdosh. But I still don't know the relevance of this vision to my nevuah, to my prophetic mission at this particular time. V'ya'an v'yomer elai lemor. So the Malach said as follows. I'll make it even still clearer. This menorah is a symbol, a remez, of God's promise to Zerubbabel. Zeh devar Hashem el Zerubbabel lemor. God's promise to Zerubbabel, who is going to be, at least for a time, the, not quite the Moshiach, but the Moshiach figure, the redemption, the redeemer, the person through which the Ribono Shel Olam will redeem the Jewish people. And I told Zerubbabel, or God told Zerubbabel, says the angel, Lo v'chayil, lo v'choach, that ultimately the redemption will not come about by might or by power, ki im beruchi, but rather by my spirit, Omar Hashem Tzevokos. Meaning, says the Malbim, the Yeshua, the Avdi Tzemach, the Moshiach, the ultimate Geula, will come directly from God without any emtza'i, without any intermediary. Not the planets, not historical forces, nothing like might and power, nothing like that. No, it will come about through Ruchi, through my Ruach. Ruach Hashem levado, says the Malbim, Yanhig v'yimshol v'hashkachoso ha-protis. It will be God's own kaviyochol, personal, divine providence. And this is the symbolism of the menorah and the seven lamps, which is also the symbolism of the seven eyes. All of them mean going back to the seven original sources of God's power. Even if there was a big mountain, that mountain will be made into a flat plain. Meaning, the mountain of Har HaMoriah, the mountain upon which the Beis HaMikdash stands, again, Malbim, will be split open, and the stone for which you are searching for will be exposed. And when this mountain is flattened, for Hotsieso Even Horosho, this chief stone will be revealed, and then everyone will see the stone, and they will say, Hooray, Teshuos Chein Chein Lo. Will be greeted with shouts of Chein Chein, beautiful, beautiful, applause, hooray. This is where the Haftorah for Parshas Bahaloscha and Shabbos Chanukah ends. And in a sense, it is the end of this particular section of the Nevuah arising from this image of the menorah. Of course, because of the imagery of the menorah, that is why this Haftorah is chosen for Shabbos Chanukah and for Parshas Bahaloscha, where the menorah is discussed. With the revelation of this stone will come the foundation of the third Beis HaMikdash, and that will bring about the shouts of Chen Chen. Vayehi Dvar Hashem Elai Lemor. Now, the Novi continues with a direct nevuah which he received from the Ribono Shel Olam himself. Yedei Zerubbabel yistu habayis hazeh v'yodov tivatsana. The hands of Zerubbabel began this project to build this bayis, and his hands will complete it. His hands will complete it. And this is why the Beis HaMikdash, the Bayis Sheni, in some respects resembled the Binyan of the Bayis Rishon, the first temple under Shlomo, and in some respects anticipated the architectural structure which is described by the Novi Yecheskel for the future Beis HaMikdash. This Beis HaMikdash, number two, intermediary between number one and the final glorious number three, is an intermediary binyan. It's kind of the end of the first, but the yesod, the basis for the final Beis HaMikdash. V'yodato ki Hashem tzvakos shalochani aleichem. And you should know that God sent me to you. Ki mi vaz liyom ketanos. Now, the binyan, the structure, is small. It's puny. It's not very impressive. But who will scorn, who will mock the Beis HaMikdash just because it is so small? V'samchu v'ra'u es ha'even habdil b'yad Zerubbabel shivo eile. When they will see the stone in the hand of Zerubbabel, when they will see the stone upon which is engraved the seven eyes, and they will understand the significance of the mysterious number seven, then they will appreciate, Eine Hashem hema mishotetim b'chol ha'oretz, that these eyes engraved into this stone are none other than the eyes of God Himself. These are not the eyes of the stars, of the constellations, of the planets. These are, kavayochol, the eyes of God Himself. The providence, the hashkocha of the Ribono Shel Olam, bivli emtsoi, without any intermediary. And they will be mishototim b'chol ha'oretz. They will wander around the entire world. Because all over the world, God's specific hashkocha protis will be recognized. Vo'a'an vo'omar I love. So I responded and I said to him, what is the meaning of these two olive trees to the right and to the left of the menorah? Meaning, says the Malbim, I understand now the symbolism of the menorah and the seven lamps, but explain to me now the meaning of these two olive trees. As he's looking now at the olive trees, says the Malbim, Vo'an Shenis, he sees something more. Vo'omar Elov, he says, oh my, Ribono Shel Olam, these are not just olive trees, but rather, the olive trees are attached to golden bowls, to golden flasks, and each of them is pouring out its contents. Vo'an Shenis Vo'omar Elov, I said to the Ribono Shel Olam, Mashite Shibalei Hazesim, what is the nature of these sheaves of olives? Asher biyad shnei tzantaros hazohov, upon which are to be found two flasks, two containers, two vessels, hamarikim me'alehem hazohov, which are overflowing with gold, meaning overflowing with pure olive oil. What's the meaning of this new vision which I now see? Vayomer Elai le'mor. And again, the voice of God said to me, Halo yodato mo'ela. You know what this is. V'omar lo Adoni. I said, no, I don't know what this is. Baruch Shalom expected him to understand himself that the olive and the oil are symbols of those individuals who are anointed with olive oil. But Zechariah says, I don't get it. Vayomer, and the voice said to him, Eile shnei v'nei hayitzor. These are the two people who will be anointed, who are normally anointed by oil, meaning the king and the Kohen Gadol. They are the ones who are b'nei hayitzor, ha'omdim al adon kol ha'oretz. And they are the ones who stand next to the menorah, because the tremendous hashpah, the bounty, the influence, the power, miraculous power which will be coming out directly from God, will be in a way channeled through the king and the Kohen Gadol. The king will keep, writes the Malbim, and enforce and teach and foster the mitzvah sheben odom lachavero. That is the king's tafkit. The king's mission is to run a fair and just society. And the Kohen Gadol, he will take care of those things which are ben odom lamokom, Torah and Avodah, etc. And this is the meaning of this entire symbolism, that the hashpah will come directly from God, channeled through these two individuals anointed with olive oil, the king and the Kohen Gadol. And each of these, the king and the Kohen Gadol, will have his own mission in the world. One the social mission, the other the religious mission. One to be in charge of ethical behavior and moral behavior and judicial propriety, and the other for divine service. And they will stand in service of the Adon Kol Ha'oretz, of the Master of the world. So once again, as we conclude chapter 4, we see how correct Rashi was in his very, very opening remarks back in Perek Aleph, that Zechariah is full of visions which are setuma, which are each one of which is mysterious, very mysterious. I've shared with you the Malbim's approach to try to demystify some of the visions, or some aspects of these visions. But of course, even with the Malbim, we are left in a state of wonder about what all of this really, really means. So we end chapter 4 and continue, Emir Tzashem, tomorrow to chapter 5 of Zechariah.